Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Brandon Taubman, Director of Baseball Operations for the Astros, before the Astros take on the Red Sox in this series finale. And you got some good news this series, Brandon, with Lance McCullers back in the rotation, pitching Friday, had the rough inning, but otherwise came out of it healthy, which at this point is the most important thing.
That's right. It's great to have him back. He brings a different dynamic to our rotation. And he's much needed, so it's good to get him back and out there. Good to see that power curve and 94 mile per hour fastball. And, you know, we hope he stays healthy and he's here for the long run.
Brandon, it looks like the plan is to get Evan Gattis back to this team as the backup catcher at some point, and he's doing a nice job with Corpus Christi. He's catching full games, back to back days. Everything looks like all systems go with Evan Gattis right now. Also hitting really well in Corpus Christi.
Yep, that's right. He has five homers at AA, and our catching instructor, Mark Bailey, loves what he's doing down there, and our analytics people love what he's doing. He has experience there as an amateur player before he was drafted, and he was actually a pretty good catcher for Atlanta as well before we traded for him. So we're really excited for the chance to get him back here. I think he's going to contribute with his bat, and he's going to surprise us with the way he looks back there.
How nice is it to have Mark Bailey, that type of guy, to be able to work with some of the nuances of catching? He was a longtime big league catcher and now working with catchers in the minor leagues.
Yeah, Beadle's awesome. He's a very special guy. I think he does very well with taking the, you know, objective information and combining it with his expertise. And, you know, he's a curious guy. He asks questions. He works well with everybody. And I think we're very fortunate that we have him in Corpus Christi working one-on-one with Gattis right now.
I just love that Mark Bailey's nickname in the organization is Beetle. But anyhow, Chris Devinsky pitching today. And man, what a shot in the arm he's been for this club. First out of the bullpen and now in the rotation. And, you know, there are always surprises. Did you guys have any idea you'd see anything like this from Devinsky this year?
You know, I wish I could claim credit for that, but I really can't. He's been absolutely incredible for us, and I think that his good start is attributed to two things. One of them is that he surprised us with his velo. He's thrown about 3 miles per hour faster. He's actually thrown 5 miles per hour faster out of the pen. So it's been nice to see that he's sustained that velocity out of the rotation. And on top of that, his changeup command has just been excellent. I mean, that's always been his out pitch, but he's been working that pitch very well to both sides of the plate. And, you know, Stromy has him working on a slider now, and I think that he has a very promising future with us.
Brandon, it looked like that Jason Castro made an adjustment a couple of weeks ago when the team was in Seattle. He said he made it just a simple adjustment, but as far as offense goes, it looks like Jason's starting to turn into that guy he was as an all-star a couple of seasons ago.
Absolutely, and it's really exciting to see because he's so good at every other aspect of the game. We love the way he calls the game. We love his defense, his throwing, his blocking. And, you know, this guy's only two seasons removed from an All-Star caliber season, and I think he's inching his way back there. He's looking good going to both fields and taking walks, and we're really excited about the contributions he's likely to bring on both sides of the field.
More with Brandon Taubman, Astros Director of Baseball Operations, right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
May 15, 2001 was a very important day in Astros history. The team won the Central by one game. It would not have turned out that way if GM Jerry Hunsaker hadn't pulled off a deal for Vinny Castillo the day before in Chicago. Castillo had three hits, including a homer in his first game with the Astros. All told, he hit .270 with 23 homers and 82 RBIs the rest of the way. But in this game, Tony Eusebio was the brightest star. The game was tied 7-7 after nine innings. After Castillo doubled to start the 12th, Brad Ausmus bunted, Eusebio pinch hit, and sent a towering blast into the bleachers off Todd Van Poppel. Billy Wagner was unavailable that day, but Nelson Cruz retired the Cubs 1-2-3 for his first save.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And welcome back once again, joined by Astros Director of Baseball Operations, Brandon Taubman, before the Astros take on the Red Sox. And the Astros making a few minor league promotions this week, most notable Joe Musgrove and Raymond Goudouin, two pitchers going up to AAA. And I know in spring training there was a lot of talk about how Musgrove could possibly come up pretty soon or be one of the guys who comes up at some point this year to help the big league club. And Goudouin was impressive in a brief cameo in big league camp as well.
Yep. Both guys are really exciting and also very different sorts of players. So Goudouin is a 24-year-old, 6'4", left-handed relief pitcher who features two pitches, a 95-mile-per-hour hopping fastball, and we like to call it a turbo slider at 87. So he's got major strikeout potential, and this is a guy who's sustained a plus 10K per nine rate his entire career. His vice has always been, you know, the walk rate, but it's a big credit to Doug White and Pete Petilla and Borkowski, who in our player development system have done a wonderful job reducing those walk numbers. And, you know, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be an important piece of our bullpen next year. So well-deserved promotion for him. And then with Musgrove, you know, he's more of a command guy. He features a four-pitch mix, and he could just put the ball where he wants to. So, you know, it's good stuff. It's average to above-average stuff, but he's really a command specialist, and I think he has a really high floor because of that. I think he can, you know, come up at some point this season and really contribute to our team.
Above-average stuff. When you talk about above-average stuff, one of the names that comes up is the big 6'7" right-handed pitcher, David Paulino. We saw him in spring training. Continues to do well in Corpus Christi AA with an ERA under 2. Can you talk about him?
Absolutely. So he's arguably our best prospect, I think, at least. I mean, you'll get different answers on that question. But I love Paulino, and I think that, you know, his acquisition is a huge credit to Jeff and our pro scouting team. He was the player to be named in the Jose Barish trade with Detroit a couple years ago. And he's just been absolutely amazing, and it's not by accident. I mean, our scouts saw it in the backfields of the GCL. He throws a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, a curveball, which actually has the highest spin rate in all of organized baseball, so that's pretty exciting.
Out of all the major leagues, too, right?
That's right. So, you know, you couldn't have one conversation with me without me bringing up spin rate, so that had to happen.
Yeah.
And he's got a change-up in development, and he's actually added a slider as well, so very well-rounded repertoire, and, you know, we'll see what happens with the change-up, and the fastball command still needs some development, but the sky's the limit for this guy. I think he's going to be a huge player for us in the future.
And another guy who's been impressive, drafted just a couple of years ago, Derek Fisher. Had a walk-off home run earlier this week for Corpus Christi. 8 home runs, 23 RBIs, 3 hits yesterday. Average starting to pick up as well. And, I mean, a guy that I imagine you have to be pretty pleased with the progress he's made.
Absolutely. I mean, he's an exciting guy. He is completely tooled up. He hits the ball real hard. He plays quality outfield. And, you know, you can just watch him in spring training at the affiliate level. No, he really wants it. He wants to get here bad. So, you know, we're watching him from a distance, and I wouldn't be surprised in a year or a year and a half as he makes his way to Fresno. You know, he'll continue to impress and get here in no time.
We've talked about Kyle Tucker a few times, Preston's younger brother that you guys drafted in the first round last year. A young guy in the Midwest League. He's tearing it up. Last 10 days hitting .474, has his average up to .328 now. And stolen bases, he has 9 stolen bases in that little amount of time. For a young guy like that already in the Midwest League, tell me what the thought process is. Do you want to move him, or you allow a young guy like that to stay in one place, be comfortable, and succeed?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's always a double-edged sword between, you know, potentially promoting someone too aggressively versus seeing what you have and continuing to challenge the player. You know, Alan Rowan, our farm director, and Jeff are better suited to really answer that question, but it's great to see what he's doing. You know, he's gap to gap. He has surprising power. He plays a quality defensive left field. And, you know, he's one of our best prospects. And I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 2 or 3 years. I think it depends. But we're really excited to get him here at some point.
All right, Brandon Taubman, Astros Director of Baseball Operations. You're off the hot seat. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, guys.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.